Why don't we go ahead and get started? We have a quorum and it is time. All right, go to my, here we go. Go to my meeting template. And Mr. Cross, would you please call the roll?
Yes, I know Charles Gaskin is not gonna be here tonight, but so I'll note that. Ellen Hartz, Tori Gonzalez, I know she's here via phone.
Present.
Yeah.
I'm present.
Okay. Mark Harvey.
Do you hear me?
I am here.
We yes. can. We can.
Okay.
And Ellen, I see you just popped in. So I'll note she's here. Al Fleischer.
Here.
Patricia McQueen.
Present.
Peggy Holly.
Present.
I see Council Liaison Hells is present and Attorney Mulligan is present and Director Cross is present. We have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. Do we have any non-agenda related comments from the public?
I have not received any comments to forward to you or any requests to appear before the Plan Commission tonight. So,
okay. No, thank you. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
I have a kind of a minor one. I was happy to see that I was shown as making a motion, but according to the list of attendees, I wasn't there. So, I don't know if that makes any difference or not.
That's an important correction, I would say.
We should probably get that corrected.
Yeah.
Are there any
present though, correct?
Yes.
So yes. Maybe it's just a typo because I think you made the motion.
I did. No, I did. Yes. But I just kind of chuckled when I saw, but I didn't attend the meeting. According to the roster.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It doesn't show you as absent, but I did not add you to the roll call present. Got
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Kind of like a limbo.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. Are there any other corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, if there is no objection, the minutes are approved with the correction noted. All right, our next item of business is case PC 21-03. That is approval of a major subdivision from 7 lots to 1 at the proposed Costco site. The applicant is Grimes Consulting. Mr. Cross, would you please present the staff report?
I'd be happy to, and thank you. And it's amazing how these things seem to run in pairs because, you know, the first couple of years we didn't have a single subdivision, and now we've had two of these in back-to-back meetings. This is a very similar situation to the one that you saw last month with the Crown Center. They were both part of a preliminary plan approval and a map amendment for a couple different developments. This specifically pertains to the 16-acre Costco site that you saw a couple months back in terms of it was being rezoned to a PDC zoning classification and seeking preliminary plan approval by the city council to move forward with their final plan and ultimately get their permits to construct the Costco. As you know, that consisted of 7 lots that will ultimately have to be consolidated into one. Very similar to the Crown Center, this is just quite honestly a quick cleanup following the process and the procedure to get your recommendation to forward it to city council to ultimately approve the subdivision so they can have the one single lot and build the development that's in a sense already been approved. But we're just following the process and getting a cleanup and bringing it to you for your formal recommendation to consolidate these 7 existing lots to one large tract that will accommodate the Costco development. One thing I do wanna note is when this is forwarded to the city council, it will be introduced. But it's like the remainder of that development in that it, once it's introduced, it will remain in a holding pattern until site control is in place for the applicants to take an official action or any type of action to get it rezoned. So that's really all there is to it. Mr. Mears is here, but I don't know how much more additional input he can put into place because all the development plans and things like that are already in the review process, have been reviewed by the engineers, and moving forward to get everything in place prior to the final. So we're just teeing this up to get everything ready for the final approval and get the site completed and the pad delivered to Costco for the ultimate construction of the project. So
point of information, Mr. Mears, I'm sure you can answer this. I am getting phone calls, as are probably many of us. How is site control going? Are you feel like it's getting close?
Site control at this point right now. Again, I'm Lenny Mears with Grimes Consulting, Inc. We are the civil engineers and surveyors on the site for Novus Development. Site control is due to close, I believe, the 29th of March. So with all the condemnation, two of the properties went to arbitration, and that decision has been made and agreed upon. So they will close on that. And then the condemnation is due to be done any day right now, and then we have 30 days to close. So right now, closing is scheduled for March 29th.
Thank you.
Yep.
That is a huge deal.
Yep.
For you to be able to say that is, whoa, yes.
Yep. It's been a long time coming.
Okay. Let me see. So anyway, Mr. Cross, did you have any further comments?
No.
All right. Let me see. As I interpreted the staff report, and this is a question for Cliff and John, I believe we have two actions here. One is to approve the applicant to proceed with the preparation of the improvement plans, which is required by section 405.250. And secondly, then to approve the final plat to determine the compliance with the preliminary plat under 405-170. Is that?
Well, they've already, in a sense, prepared the improvement plans as part of their preliminary approval. I think you can do one action very similar to what you did previously. That's why, as part of your recommendation, I would recommend you're waiving the preliminary plat requirements because they're, in a sense, already done.
Okay.
So you just need to make one action to approve. You can do it either way you want, to approve the final plan contingent upon the condition that they have site control prior to final council action, and you've waived the preliminary plan requirements because, in a sense, the preliminary plan is the avenue to get the improvement plans done, and they've already been done.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we were clear on that and that we did not that we didn't leave any of the pieces out here.
Yeah. Traditionally, when you get the preliminary plan first, and then they, in a sense, get the blessing on the lot dimensions, lot size, infrastructure that's going to be in place in terms of roads and things like that, then that gives them the confidence, I guess, is probably the best way to put it, of the commitment of ultimately of the city to go out and do the actual legwork and the engineering and the reviews and anything that's required, such as bonding and whatever else it may be. Well, they've already, in a sense, done all that. That's all been done as part of the plan approvals and the concept of the Costco site and the total RPA one development.
Okay. So given that, Mr. Grimes, Mr. Mears, did you have anything that you wanted to specifically to present to the commission?
Nope. I'm here really to answer any questions you have. Like Cliff said, we're well into our CD process and have been working with Costco, and this is just trying to clean up the property and get it ready so that when they close, Costco has a legal lot to build on.
Okay. Do any members of the commission have additional questions either for the staff or the applicant?
I just have one, just informational. When I'm looking at the area overhead, is this where the storage facility was, like just before the different storage units?
Yes, this is the storage facility. There's two warehouse buildings there, the church and the Torah school are all part of this property.
What about the subdivision plat indicates a or shows a lot one and a lot two? Lot two appears to include some residential properties. Is that correct? And is that part of this?
It is actually, and I noticed that lot two and all those properties are under contract, and that is required for construction of Costco just for grading, because we're changing the grade on the site, and all those properties are under contract to be closed on at the same time.
Lenny, then this subdivision plat includes lots one and two as shown on the document attached to the agenda.
Right, and lot one is the only lot required for Costco. Lot two would be future development, but it's needed. It wouldn't be property of Costco. That would remain with the developer to be expanded on in the future. The lot two would actually become the whole north side eventually. But right now it's just needed to grade slope. Those houses are coming down. Those houses at the end of the cul-de-sacs are coming down and are all under contract.
So then the seven lots that are going to be subdivided into one, would those seven lots then be subdivided into what is shown here as lot one?
Yes.
Okay. And lot two is not part of the Costco site. And it's just being shown on this subdivision plat for informational purposes at this point? It's
actually a part of the plat that was presented. I think there's, it's needed for construction of Costco because it's adjacent property and needed for grading. It is property that the Market at Olive LLC will own. At the same time they close on the seven parcels, they'll close on these parcels as well.
Okay.
All right. So lot two is not a part of the current action. This is only consolidation of the seven properties that are a part of lot one, that are to be a part of lot one. Correct? Question mark?
My understanding of the as staff to get the Costco site pad delivered to Costco and have it in a standalone, this would only be the action of lot one.
Yes.
Yes. To the 16 acres. Lot two at a future date will ultimately be consolidated or combined with the remaining parcels to represent the remaining north portion of RPA one.
Okay.
The southern portion of RPA went on the south side of Olive will also go through a subdivision process that will take place at the time you do the remainder of RPA one.
Okay. So, so that's shown on, I think it's page 6 of 10 of the PDF. It's the seven lots outlined in aqua, and it or at least it shows up as aqua on my screen. And it clearly shows the cul-de-sacs and the other residential lots to the east of that, specifically not included in lot one.
Because to be honest with the lot two, there's really no purpose of doing that subdivision at this point. I mean, the purpose of the subdivision to consolidate it one lot is to allow the development,
the construction
that's been to approved start. And meet setbacks and everything else. If you're just putting dirt around on lot two, that can be cleaned up in a future subdivision. My understanding is the goal was to have this teed up so Costco can be delivered the pad on March 29th or around that day.
Thank you. Appreciate the clarification.
So with respect to lot two, what lots are being consolidated to form lot two?
There's four lots at the end of each cul-de-sac. And then a part of, there's a separate lot is kind of the, it's that separate building at Jeffrey Plaza that John already owns, that Novus already owns.
Okay.
Is that the restaurant?
Yep. That is part of the entrance to the main entrance into Costco.
And again, why are we including lot two in this subdivision plat at this point in time?
We were just consolidating those leftover parcels. I mean, I don't know that those parcels that are already going to be under the control of John at this time and that he's purchasing on March 29th, and we are going to be doing work on those houses will come down, and we're going to be doing work on there for grading, really grading only. It'll be a slope, and it's buffer area. Was just to consolidate those all into one lot now that would eventually be consolidated into the residential to the east of them. Lot two will get a lot bigger. Eventually it'll be adjusted lot two in the future.
So are you just taking the 12 westernmost triangular parcels at the end of the three different cul-de-sacs right now for grading purposes?
That's correct.
Okay.
But
everything else will remain the way it is, intact, until the future?
Yep, even the cul-de-sacs, all of that, the cul-de-sacs, you know, obviously we need those for fire turnaround and everything.
Sure.
All of that stays in place, and the remaining houses stay in place, hopefully for a short interim till we start development on the rest of that north side.
Okay. I'm clear. Thank you.
Yeah, but our action right now is those seven lots that are being consolidated into lot one. So we are not dealing at all with anything associated with lot two. It is shown in these documents for reference only.
I think that is fine. That's the way it's presented, and I think that's fine. We're still going to be grading on those, but John will still own those. Those lots will just...
Yeah, those this property is not lines, about ownership. This is
those
about...
Property, right, those property lines will still exist there. So really, based on this, lot two is not really occurring yet.
Yeah.
That will come at a later date.
Staff's review and approval is for the lot one only. Your final plat with the signature blocks and everything will only address the seven lots. That's all right.
Your aqua property, Peggy.
Yeah.
So then again, that lot two is for informational purposes. There's no official action being taken on that tonight, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That is my, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, we're going to have to re-review it because you've got to see what's happening to the remaining portions of those other lots.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, right. We wouldn't have brought it to you. This is just for your recommendation, and then I can get with Mr. Mears to represent the final plat that only works with the one lot with the signature blocks and all that with it.
Okay, so is everybody clear on what we're taking action on? Ellen's good. Okay.
I'm good.
That is a good thing. All right, so see, given that, do we have then a motion to approve the applicant to proceed or to approve the final plat consolidating the 7 lots into one under section 405.170, waiving the preliminary plat requirements and under the condition that the site is under control prior to city council action.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Al. And is there any discussion? Hearing none, will all those in favor please signify by raising hands and hold those up until we have a count? All right, let the record show.
I say yes, since I can't hold up my
hand. Yes, thank you, Tori. So let the record show that that has passed unanimously. Thank you all. Thank you, Mr. Mears, for your patience as we ask lots of questions and make sure we understand what we're doing here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Our other business this evening is the comprehensive plan update and visioning process.
Yes. Thank you. And I know this is something we started to look at again towards the end of 2020. We had some discussions and some meetings in reference to how we were going to move forward with the comprehensive plan and, you know, how it would be broken down into an RFP. And I know you've put a lot of work into it, Chairman Holly and the members of the commission. I just wanted to provide you an update of where we are and just make sure I have a clear understanding of how we're moving forward, because this is going to be some discussion at a March 8th study session with the city council. City Manager Rose has requested that be on the agenda. And for that, it's going to be primarily the council and myself and Ms. Rose discussing options with them. But also, Chairwoman Holly, you have been asked if you would like to attend. We would like to have you there as well.
I would very much like to, yes, thank you.
Participate in that meeting. That way we could bring it back to the members of the commission. This is what we're understanding at this point, because if you remember when we tried to do it before, it came down to what's the best candidate for each component of the process, you know, because the two major components are primarily the visioning process and where you're going to gather your community input. And then ultimately it's let's compile a complete plan that meets everything we need it to meet and make sure we have the most qualified candidate for each component of that and disclose that at the very beginning in the RFPs. I know we talked about, do we just choose one, you know, the other two candidates we had because they were so different and have one do this and one do that. And that may be what ends up happening, but we think we need to re-RFP that and re-RFP it as two separate actions. So the primary discussion is to get the input of the city council and at the March 8th meeting. And what I am thinking is the approach we're going to recommend and look at is to move forward with an RFP, independent RFP, to seek the visioning process and get the best candidate for that. And then come back after that's completed and do an RFP for the actual compiling of the comprehensive plan. What I can tell you is I'm factoring that into my draft budget at this time. So we think the money's going to be there. But
excellent.
I'll give you an update. You know, we want to just, you know, let you know where we are and see if there's any concerns or what your thoughts are. And Chairwoman Holly, I know you'll be able to bring it and every member is going to be able to view it. But I think for that study session at this time, they just, you know, usually they just bring in the person when you start something like that. And then we come back and report to the remainder of the commission. So with that, that's really what I wanted to bring out to you tonight. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have. And I really don't have a lot of answers at this time. Other than that's kind of where we're going.
Hello, this is Tori Gonzalez. Just curious to know how, is there any time frame relative to how long do you think the visioning process would take before getting to the second RFP?
That's a good question. In these unknown times, they probably are all using different techniques that quite honestly may either speed up or slow the process. I don't know that yet, because what I can tell you in the Zoom world, you know, some people don't like it, but some people love it. You can call special meetings a lot quicker with a Zoom meeting. But what I'm guessing, traditionally, you know, a comprehensive plan can take, I would say, anywhere from, on the short side, 12 months, on the long side, 24 months. Usually it's about 18 months in between for the total process. And usually the first month or so is kind of kicking it up, starting to identify your stakeholders, who you're going to engage, how you're going to move forward with that, meetings, things like that, which will be somewhat proposed in any response to an RFP. Then you have the actual meetings where you get the stakeholder input and, you know, charrettes and whatever else it may be. So quite honestly, the longest part of it is probably going to be the visioning process. And then compiling the document is going to be kind of a the new consultant or whoever we choose puts on paper and then tweaking it as we go forward. So I would say visioning could take, I know this is a wide range, 4 to 8 months. Compiling of the document, probably 6 months, something like that, 6 to 8 months. So I don't think you're going to lose any time is what I'm saying, other than we have, because if we time it right, we can start to prepare an RFP, you know, kind of based off any draft of the visioning that's coming out. So, so
you've got a good solid draft for starting that RFP, thanks to Peggy. So
right, exactly.
Well, thank you.
And so, you know, my friends in the Stormwater Commission have been very busy gathering topography data from the GIS database, and they're actually merging the FEMA floodplains and importing buildings. Apparently you can actually import. So now there is a 3D model of where exactly where the houses are in the floodplain. It's remarkable.
Yeah, we've got the planimetrics. We do that. I think they probably got our layers.
They might have found your layers. I'll have to check with the guy on the PC downstairs, but he's having a good time learning how to use GIS.
Oh yeah, it's a great tool. Saves a lot of time.
And he's figured out how to do actual fly-throughs, so you can actually, you know, see the whole thing in three dimensions, which is an interesting.
What about water move throughs? Mm-hmm. Those two, huh?
It's you know, he's every at least once a week I'm getting an update, right? So, for those of you who have, if we're going to, you know, press forward, and it sounds like that will happen perhaps sooner rather than later, it may be appropriate for us to go back and make sure that all of us are current on the existing plan, what is the current version of the draft economic development plan, and the other items that are out on the Google Drive, so that we can start having useful discussion about, you know, the things that we would each add to that plan.
Yes, that's a great idea to review that. And I'm Cliff, I'm so glad that we really are solid about having a separate visioning plan from the other RFP. It really makes a whole lot of sense. And that's very good.
Thank you.
And it seems as though it won't be as difficult for you to put together those RFPs, because perhaps they're not starting from scratch.
Right. I've got the ones we've done. I've got Chairwoman Holly's, which Mr. Harvey had indicated, you know, is a great start tool. I think it's just a matter of us seeing where they want to go and making sure we've got it cleaned up to represent each component the way mm-hmm. we want it. I agree.
And I don't think our needs are that unique that people, companies out there will say, oh my gosh, what is this? We should get, I would hope that we would get some good proposals.
Yeah.
I think we will.
Okay, well, I know that Pat has some time constraints. Any other specific comments on that?
No, ma'am.
So at this point, I believe Mr. Hales, it's your turn.
Let me unmute. I really don't have much to report. I was going to mention what Cliff already mentioned about the study session on the comprehensive plan. I guess the only other thing I would add, I had a conversation today with the fire chief. We had a fire in the second ward earlier this week, or perhaps late last week. Mark knows, obviously.
Very well.
We're
on it.
It was in the Hides. But what came out of that was really kind of interesting. The chief indicated, and it was a vacant house, no one was hurt. But the chief indicated that it may have started with a bath fan that was left on, exhaust fan, bathroom fan, that was left on in this vacant house. And apparently they've had two other similar incidents related to bathroom exhaust fans. So I would just, this is not really a council comment, but make sure you turn off your bath fans, because that seems to be a cause of concern if they're left on. And those were actually the two other cases were relatively recently as well. So, and that's all I got.
Okay. Given that, is there any other business for us to conduct this evening?
I don't think so, but I want to say that I really think what's happening in the city government with regard to council people is terrific, because both the second ward and the third ward have had community meetings, which I've sat in on, and it's such good community engagement and very, I think, really important ways to communicate and be open. And I'm very happy to see this happening. And I appreciate, I don't know who decided to do it, or the encouragement, and certainly the captain who is enabling the webinars or whatever you want to call them. I think it's really terrific. And I thank everybody who's involved, even though I don't know who that is.
Any other comments? Having no other business, our meeting is adjourned this evening. Thank you all for your time, and enjoy the, couple of reasonably pleasant days.
Yeah, really.
John picked weather in February. Yes.
John picked the best week to go out of town. It was 60 yesterday and today here, John.
Yeah, but I was here last week, and I understand.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Except last week was